姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
上帝现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考神看见人的苦情。
And in the name of Jesus Christ, we will study the topic of God has seen man's affliction as our mutual encouragement。
我们大家请翻开创世纪三十一章。
Let's turn to Book of Genesis, chapter 31。
创世纪三十一章。我们请看四十二节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 42。
三十一章四十二节，请读。
Verse 42. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, and not being with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night He rebuked you.
这句话是。当时候雅各对他的舅舅拉班所讲的。
And this phrase is what Jacob had told his uncle Laban.
那这是因为雅各他现在在神的指示底下，他要回到他的父家，回家乡去了。
Because Jacob, under God's instruction, he's going back to his hometown.
他偷偷的走了，他因为知道他的舅舅拉班的为人。
He secretly tried to leave, because he knew, the personality of his uncle Laban.
但是他终究还是被他的舅舅追上了。
But at the end, he was chased by his uncle.
最后是神出面去跟拉班警告，不可以对雅各说好说歹。
And God personally had to, step up to.Speak to Laban so that he cannot speak anything bad or evil.
那是在夜间的梦中神向他说的。
In one of the visions that Laban has seen, God talks to him.
在晚上在梦里面。
In the night, in the dream.
那所以呢，最后拉班他就是一定要照神的指示让雅各离开。
And therefore, Laban had to follow God's instruction to.Let Jacob leave.
那后来雅各呢？他在离开前就对他的舅舅拉班有一段非常很清楚的告白，就是说他过去这二十年在他家里面是过什么样的日子。
So before Jacob departed, he had a clear description of.How he lived his life in Laban's house for the past 20 years.
他最后很感谢神这位他的父亲他的祖父的神来跟他同在赐福给他。
And he was very thankful that this God who is the God of his father and also his grandfather that had guided him.
这位神是看见人的苦情的神。
This God is a God that has seen a man's affliction.
这位神也知道我们每一个人的劳碌的神。
And this God is also a God that knows all our troubles.
那所以这位神他出手拯救了雅各，让他可以平安的回去。
So this God, he stretched out his hand and helped Jacob so that he can return back to his hometown.
那我们今天晚上就要从创世纪的二十九章到三十一章。来看看神是怎么样来查看人的苦情的。
So tonight we will study from chapter 29 to 31 to see how God has seen man's affliction.
我们这几天都，我们这一段时间在读创世纪，这些都是很重要的故事，很美好的教训，我们一定要每一天跟着读。
And for the past week, we have been studying a book of Genesis, and it's got a very good story and also a goodlessons that we can learn from.
我们知道雅各他被他的父亲以撒差遣，就是特别派他出去到舅舅家，为了要娶一个妻子的。
And Isaac especially sent Jacob to his uncle's house in order to marry a woman.
对，以撒来说，雅各是要去。舅舅家娶妻子。
For Isaac, Jacob is to be sent to Laban's house to get married.
那对利百加来说，对这个妈妈来说，她被派出去、被送出去是为了要逃命、为了要保命的缘故。
But for Rebecca, his mother, Jacob was sent because so that he can be, he can preserve his life.
那也就是因为这样的缘故，所以这两个原因合在一起，雅各离开他的父亲的家。
And because of these two reasons, Jacob had to leave his hometown.
那在雅各离开之前，这个做父亲的特别对他祝福。
And before he departs, his father especially blessed him.
第二十八章的第三节特别说，他说：“愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族。”
And describing chapter 28, verse 3, it says, "May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of people."
因为这个就是他父亲啊，派雅各去，你要自己去。这个舅舅家里面去娶妻子，你自己娶啊，就是你自己去啊，找一个妻子来，没有人帮忙你，你就自己去了。
So Isaac sent Jacob over to Laban's house so that he can, be married, and Jacob will have to find his own wife.
所以雅各的婚姻跟以撒的婚姻很不一样。
Therefore, Jacob's wedding is very different from Isaac's.
但是雅各的婚姻其实。他所能够选择的对象比以撒的更窄更少。
And but the choice that Jacob can have in about his wife is more limited than the choice that Isaac was given.
因为他的父亲已经跟他指定了，你要到你的舅舅家中，从舅舅的女儿当中去娶一个女子为妻的。
Because Isaac specifically instructed Jacob to marry the daughter of his uncle Laban.
所以其实雅各他不是所谓的自由恋爱式的婚姻呢。
Therefore, Jacob's marriage was not a marriage of his own choosing.
其实是已经被指定的对象了，只是在这个几个对象中选一个而已。
In fact, it is being appointed, and he only have a couple options.Within this appointed range.
好啊，所以现在他这个做父亲特别啊，跟他祝福，他重点就是要他能够生养众多，成为多族。
And so this father blessed his son to be fruitful and be multiplied.
接下来雅各就离开了，走上他的旅程了。
And Jacob departed and went on to his journey.
在这个旷野的那个晚上，神啊在梦中向他显现。
In the wilderness, God appeared in Jacob's dream.
神跟他应许。
And God gave him a promise.
看二十八章的十五节。
Let's read chapter 28, verse 15.
这里神特别说：“我要与你同在，无论你往哪里去，我都要保佑你，领你归回这地，总不丢弃你。”
I am with you and will watch over you whenever you go, and I will bring you back to this land.
这是神的保证啊。
This is the promise of God.
他说我一定跟你同在，你不管去哪里，我都跟你去了。
I will be with you wherever you go.
那我就会看顾你啊。
And I will take care of you.
啊，最后呢，我一定会把你带回来这个迦南地的。
And at the end, I will bring you back to this land of Canaan.
所以当时候的雅各，你就想他当时候离开父家的亲情，一方面是逃命，一方面他真的也不知道说这条旅程怎样走。
And so we can see the attitude of Jacob, because at one point he's trying to flee his life.And another point is he doesn't really know where to go.
他只能够去他要去哪里找他的舅舅家，他也不知道。
He doesn't really know where he can find his uncle Laban.
但是就在他最彷徨的时候，神跟他出面保证了。
And when he was anxious, and God appeared and gave him a promise.
他说神就在这里，神与我同在，我竟然不知道。
And he said that God was with me, yet I did not know that.
哦，所以。他就很感动的把这个地方啊做一个记号啊，在那里向神喜悦。
Therefore, he made a mark in this in this place and gave a
许愿
a
宝，没有宝，哦，这是他许愿呢。
So he gave him a
vow.
A vow.
那 29章开始就开始了，他就开始旅程，就到了那个拉班的家。
And so starting chapter 29, he arrived at Laban's place.
那从29章开始，我们就看到雅各到拉班的家呢，就展开了一段很艰辛的生活。
So as we can see in chapter 29, after Jacob arrived at Laban's house, he started to have a very difficult life.
可以说在这20年里面，神都没有讲话。
Throughout these 20 years, God did not speak anything.
但是这20年里面，雅各真的经历了人生的这个起起伏伏，很多变化。
But within these 20 years, Jacob experienced ups and downs of his life.
在这段期间，我们就真的看到雅各的为人。
And throughout these 20 years, we can truly see the personality of Jacob.
有时候我们都会说雅各这个人很奸诈啦，很会欺骗人啊，这样子，到处都想要抓啦。
And sometimes we would say Jacob is very deceitful. He always tried to grasp on something.
但其实雅各不是这样的人。
In fact, Jacob is not this type of person.
在这个创世纪这一段在描述雅各的一生里，其实雅各是一个生命更新的人。
And throughout the description in the book of Genesis, Jacob is actually a person that is always renewing his life.
他的生命，他对神的认识从不懂到真的。跟神非常亲近。
From not understand God at all to be close to God toward the end.
那在他这一段人生的旅程当中，在舅舅家，在亚兰地这一个地方，其实是他最重要的这一段。
In the land of where his uncle Laban lives, it is also a time that he had his.A transformation.
我们就看到，你看雅各他到了拉班家以后，他先跟舅舅同住一个月。
And so we can see that when he first arrived at Laban's place, he lived with him for about a month.
那一个月里面，其实雅各就开始为他的舅舅服侍了，在工作了。
And within that month, Jacob already started working for Laban.
那个时候，其实雅各一到了拉班家，就跟他就先说明。他一切的事情，他为什么要来到这里？他的整个来龙去脉就让舅舅拉班知道了。
So he, when he first arrived, he told Laban the reason that he is here and all the stories behind it.
好啊，所以呢，这个时候你看雅各默默的做了一个月之后，那个舅舅就问他说：“你要什么为工价呢
？”And so after a month of working at Laban's house, Laban asked Jacob, "What kind of salary are you seeking for? Wages are you seeking for?"
那个时候，因为拉班有两个女儿啊。
And during that time, Laban have two daughters.
那圣经特别描述这个两个女儿她们的长相，她们的神情。
And the Bible described.The appearance of these two daughters.
那第18节特别说雅各爱拉结啊。
And in verse 18, it says Jacob was in love with Rachel.
因为拉结就是雅各第一个认识的。
Because Rachel is the first girl that Jacob
他在那个井旁啊，在那个旷牧那个群羊聚集的那个井旁边，他就认识的，看见拉结了。
Because by the well where all the sheep were gathering, he saw Rachel first.
所以这个时候，雅各提出说：“我愿为你这个小女儿服侍你七年。”
Therefore, Jacob proposed that I am willing to work for you 7 years for your younger daughter.
这个七年是雅各自己讲的，拉班并没有跟他谈什么几年的条件呢。
And these 7 years are actually proposed by Jacob himself. Laban did not propose any of.
这个七年已经超过一般的常理了。
And these 7 years already surpassed the normal
一般的规矩了哈。
The normal rules.
我们不知道当时候拉结几岁。
We don't know how old was Rachel at that time.
但是不管怎么样，雅各可以愿意为拉结他所爱这个女子服侍他七年呢。
But Jacob was very willingly to work for this woman for 7 years.
那因为他很爱拉结，所以他说他看七年就像几天而已。
Because he loved her so much, he saw these 7 years as just a couple days.
我们就看到那个爱的力量真的很大。
And we can see the power of love.
一个人他如果真的喜爱对方，他就很可以为对方付出牺牲，都没有怨言，而且觉得时间很快就过去了。
For a person to truly love another, and he will be able to sacrifice anything for her or for him.
我们看到接下来拉班就开始很不公平的对待雅各。
And so at this point on, Laban started to treat Jacob unfairly.
那时候雅各就觉得说他的舅舅在骗他了。
And Jacob started to feel that his uncle Laban was lying to him.
就在这个婚姻的事情上他感受到舅舅怎么他期待的是拉结怎么会把那个利亚给他呢？
In his marriage, Laban gave Leah, his older daughter, to Jacob instead of Rachel.
那所以第十九章二十九章的第二十五节，你看早上的时候，那个雅各就说：“你怎么会欺骗我呢？”
So in chapter 25, verse 25, when the morning came, Jacob said to Laban, "Why have you done what is this you have done to me?"
哦，那你啊，那个拉班就跟他解释哦，因为我这个大女儿一定要先嫁了，不然小女儿不行嫁人呐。我们这个地方没这样的规矩。
And Laban described, replying in verse 26, "It is not our custom here to give the younger daughter in marriage before the older one."
啊，你没有这个规矩，当初我们都要先讲。
And why didn't you speak of this custom beforehand?
对不对？啊，他现在都闷不吭声，现在时间到了才说这个规矩，这个就真的在骗他了，
and,
故意的了。
And he did not speak of anything before this whole proposal. And now, until the marriage is done, then he spoke about.
好了，现在拉班自己再提出来。那如果你想要跟要拉结的话，再服侍我七年。
And so Laban proposed another proposal that if you want Rachel, you have to serve me another 7 years.
但是当然，接下去七天之后，就是他跟利亚结婚的这个婚宴七天之后，就把拉结也给了雅各做妻子了。
And so after 7 days of the wedding feast after marrying Leah, Laban also gave Rachel to Jacob as wife.
这个拉班很会省，很会算的。
And it seems like Laban knows what to do.
因为嫁一个女儿通常都要七天的那个宴席了。
Because usually when you send off your daughter for marriage, it needs 7 days.
他现在一次就把两个女儿通通解决了。
And
就请一次就好。
And he only need to have this wedding banquet or feast for 7 days, and then he can send out 2 daughters.
所以其实众人认为雅各的妻子就是利亚，因为这个是有请客，大家知道了。
And so everyone would think that Leah is the wife of Jacob.
那拉结后来再给的，那众人不知道，这个是他们私底下自己做的。
But nobody know that Rachel was also given as Jacob's wife because nobody knew.
这是为什么后来利亚是被放在那个麦比拉洞那个他们所祖先的那个坟地里面的那个妻子。
And that is why Leah was when she died, her tomb was being put together at this hole with all the ancestors.
那所以其实拉班这个人很狡猾。
And we can see that Laban is a very deceitful person.
但这个时候，你看那个雅各，他也很听话，他就说，那就如此行吧。就为了拉结的缘故，他就服侍了拉班14年。
And for the sake of Rachel, Jacob actually inclined to accept the Laban's proposal and serve him for 14 years.
你看他为了这个爱拉结这个缘故，他用了14年的时间，毫无怨言。
For the love of Rachel, he spent 14 years to work for Laban without any complaint.
所以我们就看到雅各在这个时候，他都没有再跟拉班说什么了，就是七年就七年了。
And so at this time, we can see that Jacob didn't really speak much about this for 7 years.
但是从此以后，从第二十九章开始，好，现在雅各就有这两位妻子，他们就开始。要生孩子的。
And starting chapter 29, now Jacob has these two wives, and they will start to have children.
其实雅各他压根的就是 爱拉结的。
And Jacob deeply loved Rachel.
啊，所以圣经特别一直强调说雅各哦，你看第三十节，雅各与拉结同房，并且爱拉结胜似爱利亚，于是又服侍拉班七年。因为有拉结的缘故，所以他做这七年哦，他就觉得就是这样子，没有关系了，被忍耐了。
And in chapter 30, it says that Jacob was willingly to work for another 7 years for the love of Rachel.
那所以接下去就进入了他这个雅各的家庭里面了。那现在这个家庭的生活，我们就看到他这两个妻子之间啊，怎么样为了生孩子的事情，就开始出现了很多风波。
Now these two women.Started to enter Jacob's life, and this family will have some struggles because of the children.
这个时候，神一句话都没有讲，神也没有责备拉班，神也没有跟雅各说什么，反正就事情就是这样，生活就是这样过。
And at this time, God did not say anything, and life just went on.
但是这其中不是神都一直在看顾吗？因为神已经跟雅各说，我必与你同在。你不管走到哪里去，我都跟你在一起，看顾你。
But isn't this time also that God was taking care of this family because God already promised Jacob that I will take care of you, I will look after you.
那表示说这些事情都是神容忍的，神认为说没有关系，你经历这些是一种训练。
So this means that all the incidents that happened to Jacob were part of the plan of God.
好，接下来呢，他现在雅各面对这两位妻子，他特别爱拉结，接下去利亚就失宠了。
And so, as Jacob loved Rachel more, and Leah was unloved.
我们就会发现，你看，当这个一个家庭里面有两个妻子，那这个做先生的是要一定会爱一个或不爱那一个，那是必然的。
And as A man have two wives, a man must only love one more than the other.
你看一样啊，你看这个，就算母亲对两个儿子，利百加，他对他两个儿子也是爱这个胜过爱那一个嘛。
And just like Rebecca, she also have two sons, and she would love one more than the other.
好了，现在第二十九章的第三十一节这里。说神看见利亚失宠了。
And in verse 31 of chapter 9, it says that when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved.
我们看到这样的时候，我们就觉得好像也没有什么事嘛，就是很简单，就是这样，事实就这样子。
And for us readers, we probably would just read this as a normal sentence.
但是如果我们把它仔细想一想，这个时候利亚她的心情如何
？But if we think more carefully.About the heart of Leah.
你看，他们两个人在一个家庭里面，现在丈夫明显的爱这个他的妹妹。
So these two women are in the same family, and she can see that her sister is being loved more than her.
那所以这个时候，这个利亚的心境应该是很难受的。
And we can tell that the heart of Leah must be really sad.
神都在看呢。
God is also watching.
哦，那神看到这个情况之后，接下来神有一个做法。他说，神就打开他的肚子，他说让他可以生育，但是拉结就不生育，就把他关起来，不让拉结生。
And so God has his own way of solving this, and he opened Leah's womb, but Rachel was barren.
哦，所以这个生不生是出于神的作为了。
So whether a woman can born a child or not, it is all because of God.
你看这个时候，你看利亚，她从失宠到现在神眷顾，然后让她可以生孩子，哇，真的，她接下去一连就生四个了。
And when Leah was first unloved, and God take care of her so that she can born childs and up to four children.
我们从接下去二十九章开始，从二十九章的三十一节开始，到一直到三十章的第二十四节呢，这一段就是这个比赛生孩子的故事了。
And so from chapter 29, verse 31 to chapter 30, verse 24, all these incidents is about how Jacob bare children.
他这个家庭里面这个孩子一个一个生下来是怎么样的过程的
？And how the process of children are being born.
那所以呢，你看现在神他看我们人，我们人在伤心的时候，其实神他有他的方法来解决，来安慰。
So when God sees men are sad, He has His own way to solve the issue.
所以你看接下去。利亚生第一个孩子说给他起名叫刘辩因为他说啊有一个儿子我有一个儿子了。
And so when Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son, she named him Reuben.
因为神看见我的苦情。
Because Reuben means that God has seen my misery.
神看见我的苦情你看所以利亚的苦神看见了。
And because Leah's misery, God had seen the suffering.
他说神如今，然后如今我的丈夫就爱我了。
So therefore, my husband will love me now.
那这个事情就你看，神一看见神眷顾以后，接下去他接下去又怀孕生子了。
And when God take care of her, and she conceived again.
因为他说神。因为听见我的失宠，所以又赐给我这个儿子。
Because the Lord heard that I am not loved, He gave me this one too.
那所以他要取他每一个名字，他都有他的意思。神听见了，神听见。
And each name has the meaning. And Simeon means that God hears.
又怀孕生子，第三十四节又怀孕生子，就是生的立位。他说：“哦，这下子我的丈夫就会跟我联合了。”
And verse 34, again she conceived and gave birth to son and said, now at last my husband will become attached to me she named him Levi.
第三十五节她又怀孕生子。
And verse 35, she conceived again.
她说这个回我要赞美神了。
And this time, when she gave birth to a son and she said, I will praise the Lord.
所以就给她起名叫犹大。
And so she named him Judah.
好了接下来利亚就停止生育了。
And at this time, Leah stopped having children.
我们就看到这位神，他看见我们人的苦。
And so from here, we can see that God has seen man's affliction.
雅各所遭遇这件事情，他家里面，他这个事情的演变不是雅各本来的计划，但是就是在神的允许底下就这样发生了。雅各也就只是这样过日子，也没有任何抱怨。
And all the life that happened or incident that happened to Jacob, it is not part of his plan.
所以你看，那个神看见利亚之后，就给他就眷顾他，就开始他就让他体会到神，他看见神，他听见神，他最后的作为让人是可以赞美的。
And so when God take care of her, Leah, and she is able to see that. God seeing her misery and also hear her misery and also at the end she's able to praise the Lord.
一连四次的这个孩子其实就带给利亚很大的安慰。
And this consecutively, four children gave her great comfort.
到最后，她大声的赞美神。
At the end, she is able to praise the Lord. Loudly.
好了，现在这个苦要转过来看拉结了。
And so this affliction will turn to Rachel.
在你看拉结，他看着他的姐姐一连生了四个儿子，他的心情如何
？When Rachel see her older sister bearing children, what kind of heart would she have?
我们想这个时候的拉结如果不嫉妒很难的。
It would be actually very difficult for her not to envy at her sister.
这是为什么第三十章第一节开头换拉结，他因为他不能生育，所以他说都嫉妒他姐姐，就雅各说：“你给我孩子，不然我就要死了。”
That is why in chapter 30, verse 1, when Rachel saw that she was not bearing Jacob any children, she became jealous of her sister. So she said to Jacob, "Give me children, or I'll die."
那雅各就是跟他生气，他说没有办法。叫你不生育的是神，又不是我，我没有办法替你，我岂能替他做主呢
？So Jacob became angry with her and said, "Am I in the place of God who has kept you from having children?"
这是意思是说，其实是神不让拉结生育的。
And so it means that it is a God's plan not to let Rachel have children.
从到这里为止，我们就看到这个生育哈，我们能够养育后代，真的是出于神的作为的。
So from this, we can tell that to be able to have descendants, it is all up to God.
有时候神不让人生育。
Sometimes God allow men not to have children.
那这个就是他不让这个女子生育，是在这个时候神不给他生，神有他的时候的。
At this time, God does not allow women to bear children for his own reason.
我们就看后来这个拉结就用他自己的方法要来解决他这个苦。
So Rachel used her own ways in order to relieve from her affliction.
你看他现在自作聪明的把他的使女给雅各当妾。
So she gave her maidservant to Jacob as a concubine.
希望他能够这个他的使女能够为他生个儿子，然后放在他的膝上，让他得满足。
So that this maidservant of hers can bear children on behalf of Rachel.
哦，所以你看第三节特别说哈，但是使那我的使女生子在我的膝下，那我就便因为她也得孩子，就是被建立起来。他意思说，那这样子我的苦就可以过去。
And in verse 3, it described that Rachel let her maid servant to so that she can bear children for Jacob, and through her she can too have build a family.
那接下去真的第五节就这个他的使女毗拉就真的生儿子了。
And so in verse 5, indeed, the maid servant Bila was conceived.
好，那名字叫做但，他因为他说神为我听了生了我的冤呐，听了我的声音啊，所以这个但就是伸冤的意思。
And the name of the son is called Dan because it means that he has listened to my plea and given me a son.
好，那结果呢？他说又生第二个，毗拉又生第二个啊。那这个时候，这个拉结呢，觉得他可以跟他的姐姐竞争的啊，所以大大的相争，而且得胜。他这个时候他觉得啊，哇，他应该不会比他的姐姐差的。
And Bila was conceived again in verse 7, and so that she is able to fight with her sister.
哦，那在这个时候，你看雅各哦，他这种情况下，他是实在也是很苦啊，因为他现在这两个妻子哦，互相嫉妒。那其实这个就是家里面不幸福的原因。
And so it is actually a suffering for Jacob as well because his two wives are jealous at each other, and this is how a family becomes unblessed.
他们就是在这个生养后代这件事情上互相争竞，然后互相嫉妒。
And in the process of having children, these two sisters were fighting and struggling against each other.
那现在第九节，利亚说他看自己停了生育，他看到哎，这个拉结这边生了两个儿子，他自己没有了。
And in verse 9, when Leah saw that she had stopped having children, and she also saw that Rachel have two sons as well.
好，所以呢，现在你看他这个也学他的妹妹，把他自己的使女希帕给雅各为妾了。
And so she also took her maid servant Zelpah and gave her to Jacob as wife, just like her sister.
所以你看雅各在这种情况下，哇，现在有了第四个了。他有第四个这个妻子啊，
当妾嘛。And
now,
Jacob have four wives.
那接下去就换这个利亚的使女开始生育了。
And now Leah's servant have conceived.
啊，我们注意看，他这些孩子生下来都是这个做妈妈的在取名字哦。
And when son is born, it is all named by the mother.
所以雅各在这个给孩子命名的那个角色上都没有，都是这个妈妈去要取什么名字，妈妈按照他们的感受去给孩子命名的。
And so Jacob had no place in naming all of his children. It's all based on the feeling of the wives.
那这个时候，你看那个利亚呢，他的使女生了两个儿子之后呢，好，现在圣经一直记载到第十四节这个地方。
So after Leah's maidservant bore Jacob two sons, and it started in
14节
in verse 14.
那这个就是出现了这个所谓的风茄这个东西的哈。Mandrake.
It talks about mandrake plants.
那这个是其实当是他们当地的可以觉得可以增进生殖力的一种作物了，一种植物哈。
And this kind of a plant was meant to have increase the ability to having more children.
啊，所以为了这个风茄这个事件，他们在那边抢夺哈。
And because of this mandrake plants, the two wives were fighting against each other.
拉结以为他如果有这个风茄，他就可以生孩子。
And Rachel thought that when she have these mandrake plants, she can bear children.
但其实生孩子是在神手上，这个恩典是神给的啦。神如果不给他生，他就怎么吃什么都没有用了。
But in fact, this blessing is all up to God, and God is the one who decides whether a woman can have children or not.
好，所以利亚呢，他就把他这个风茄，他儿子这个风茄，就大方的给了拉结去了。
And so. Leah gave away freely to Rachel about this mandrake plant.
到第十七节，他这里特别提到神应允了利亚，她就怀孕了。
And in verse 17 says, God listened to Leah and she became pregnant.
那这个时候，拉结一定没有想到。
And at this point, Rachel did not must not thought about that.
我们就看到说，一个人他如果会一直想要用自己的方法去解决他自己的困难是没有用的。
So when a person try to use his own way to solve a situation or problem, it is no use.
这个时候其实给拉结一个很大的作用，很大的一个教训。
And this gave a great lesson to Rachel.
这个生育一定是要靠神的。
Bearing children, we must rely on God.
神应允利亚，所以利亚现在又开始生孩子。
And God listened to Leah, and she became pregnant again.
所以接下来利亚又生了三个小孩，两个儿子，一个女儿。
And so Leah bore another two sons and a daughter.
好，那所以这个时候，你看那个拉结，他这个心是怎么样？你看他的姐姐，他的使女，姐姐的使女，通通生孩子的，只有他没有生孩子。
And so we can see how Rachel's heart would be because she sees. Her sister as well as the maidservant all bearing children for Jacob, and she's the only one that does not have any child.
到这个时候，我们看第22节。
And at this point, let's read verse 22.
你看，神顾念拉结，就应允了他，使他能够生育的。
Then God remembered Rachel; He listened to her and opened her womb.
因为这个时候，拉结对他来说不能生育是一个很大的羞耻了。
Because at this time, for Rachel.It is a great shame that she is not able to bear children.
因为这个不是这个丈夫爱的问题而已的。
This is not just about the love of from the husband.
不是这个丈夫今天晚上要跟谁同房的问题。
It is not the issue of who the husband will sleep with.
而是这个神有没有眷顾他，他有没有得到神的怜悯的问题的。
It is whether she is receiving the mercy of God.
我们就看到。拉结在这种情况下，他的苦神也在看。
And so we can see that at this time, Rachel's affliction, God have also seen.
所以我们说，我们这位神是有慈爱、有怜悯的神。
So we can tell that our God is a God that is full of love and mercy.
神看见了，所以神就顾念拉结，就应允他，让他可以生。
God saw her affliction and remember Rachel so that she can open her womb.
接下来就生了约瑟。
And then she became pregnant and gave birth to Joseph.
那生了约瑟之后，他其实也是期待说，愿神再增添我一个儿子。
And when she bore Joseph, she also wished that she can have another son.
哦，所以约瑟他这个名字就是两层的意思， 除去羞耻，羞耻也是期待在增添这样子。
And so Joseph have two meanings. One is to remove the shame, and second is to have another.
哦，那所以好，现在他这个这个家庭里面的这个妻子的苦，神看见，神都解决了。
So the wife's affliction, God have seen all these sufferings, and he has solved them as well.
生了约瑟以后，圣经特别说雅各就想要回家了。
And after Rachel bore Joseph, Jacob wanted to go back home.
但是接下去就是换这个拉班不让他走了。
But at this point, Laban does not want Jacob to leave.
啊，因为他已经看出来雅各的来到带来神很大的祝福。
Because he has seen that they have been blessed much because of the arrival of Jacob.
所以他现在希望说雅各你留下来啊，那你看你要什么工价我就给你。
And so he hoped that Jacob can stay with him, and he will pay him whatever wages he wishes.
我们看到从第三十节看到，其实雅各他当时候这么多孩子，可是他都没有自己的产业啊。
And from verse 30, we can see that.Even though Jacob had many children, but he does not have his own possessions.
他这十四年就是纯粹为了他的两个妻子白白的服侍拉班呢。
And for the past 14 years, he has served Laban, just for his two daughters.
那现在好了，现在开始议论他的工价。接下去他这个做工要建立他自己的家庭，好，就开始讲这个。工价的问题了。
And so from this point on, he is trying to establish his own family and talk about his own wages.
我们就看到拉班这个人，他很有手段的。
And we can see that Laban is a person with deceits.
那雅各呢，他也有一些做法，试着要让他自己的羊群多起来。
And Jacob also has his own way.In order to increase his own flock.
圣经到三十节，三十章的第四十三节特别说。
And in verse 41 of chapter 30, it specially says.
四十三节说雅各就极其发达，得了许多的牛群，羊群、仆婢、骆驼和驴啊。
Verse 43, in this way, the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to own large flocks.And maidservants and manservants and camels and donkeys.
你看雅各他用这个方式，用一些那个在引羊在喝水的时候，他用那些树枝插在那个地方，其实这是他想出来的方法了。
And so Jacob used some ways and to use branches that would put into the water of.
但其实
flock are being drinking the water.
其实不是这个方法有什么用的。
In fact, it is not